MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in, a source close to Ukrainian President Zelensky says that Ukraine will propose a partial ceasefire in talks with the U.S. tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Off the coast of East England, at least 32 people were brought ashore, all of them on board either an oil tanker or a cargo ship that ran into each other. ABC's Marcus Moore at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S.-flagged oil tanker and a Portuguese container ship collided. And we've seen some images that show what appears to be two vessels on fire and thick black smoke billowing into the air.
The market still volatile today as traders weigh the effect of Trump tariffs will have. The Dow is down 358 points this hour. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case from Colorado on whether state governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ children. Colorado, one of roughly half the states that ban the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation through counseling. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison schools will have fewer teachers next year as the district cuts staff. According to the Cap Times, district administrators have told principals how many employees they'll have next school year. A district spokesperson says they're still sorting out exactly where those cuts will be. But the report says East High School will lose 7 employees and O'Keefe Middle School will lose 3. Of course, voters passed that huge referendum in November, but that doesn't change the fact that enrollment is expected to drop next school year, and district leaders say they have to plan accordingly. Administrators will talk about it with the school board at a meeting tonight. Estimates show at least 100,000 federal workers may have been laid off by the new Department of Government Efficiency over the last month or two, and 6,000 of them are believed to be veterans. A recent report showed President Donald Trump and Elon Musk under the new Department of Government Efficiency. Attorneys general across the country are pushing back against many of the new administration's policies. That includes Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. In his latest move, he's joined 20 other attorneys general asking for a temporary restraining order to stop the mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. Melissa Kay has more.
The attorneys general are asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. AG Call stated, quote, "These workers' rights should be protected and the Trump administration should be required to follow the law," end quote. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60-day advance notice to states' governments.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Cavaliers, the first place team in the Eastern Conference, beat the Bucks at Fiserv Forum, 112-100. The Bucks committing 17 turnovers. How did that happen? Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma.
I think how we played offense and we played on our heels a little bit, not playing aggressive, not being decisive. Probably got to us a little bit.
College basketball. The Badgers women's team coach, Marissa Mosley, is out after 4 seasons at Wisconsin. Her overall record, just 47 wins and 75 losses as the Badger women's head coach. Football, receivers Davante Adams and Seattle's DK Metcalf have found new homes in the NFL. The 32-year-old Adams will sign a 2-year deal worth $46 million with the Los Angeles Rams, while the Seahawks will trade Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a 2nd-round pick. The Steelers agree to sign him to a 5-year contract worth $150 million with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid-40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
These are the dumbest tariffs in history. This is utterly self-mutilating. America is hurting itself. Moving in this direction, the president is killing the U.S. stock market. Your stock market is actually performing worse than the stock market in Europe or in Canada. You're going to raise prices on gas. You're going to raise the prices on groceries. You're going to make electricity more expensive. And all for what reason? Because Canadians aren't nice enough? And the end result has been to do something which is really hard to do. Antagonize Canadians.
Yeah. Which is why I'm wearing my I'm sorry about our president in every language t-shirt. But you know what America did produce, ladies and gentlemen? Jill Sobule.
Yippee-yo.
Yeah. Rockstar Jill Sobule is back in studio. Hey, precious pumpkin.
Hello, everyone.
Well, you got to get right up on that microphone. Don't be shy.
Get right up.
Okay. Yeah,
there we go.
I know microphones are new.
Can you hear my guitar there, too?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, good.
We did a little house party Saturday here, and you were fantastic. Oh, my God. You are, what's the word, prolific. You run not only J.D. Vance's, which is a, you know, C word. I was not aware how many words rhyme with it is really unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I used to run the dictionary.
You have to get right on that microphone,
okay,
honey.
I'm
there
right
you go.
Here. Yes.
You are fresh from your triumphant off-Broadway show, The Seventh Grade.
Yep.
Yes.
Are there enough bleep buttons for us this morning, Bella? There are not. Not for Jill Sobule.
That I've been cussing a lot lately.
Yes. Well, I keep saying, how can you get through the second Trump administration without a lot of F-bombs and C-bombs?
And I put them into my song.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. Well, it's you know, channeling people's rage at this particular I don't know what, if you wrote this after the Oval Office bullying of Zelensky, the
always had a thing for JD,
because he's always been generally deep.
but
he was just extra deep that day.
Yeah
I'm just getting the button warmed up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, would you like to, should we start with,
you want to hear my new, well, not brand new, but about 3 weeks old song?
Yeah.
JD?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a baby song, everyone. Here we go.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
The smallest puppy is a runt. Some people needing heart surgery get a shunt. Sometimes a baseball they bunt. The host of camera was Alan Funt. I'll tell you something else is true. If you allow me to be real blunt, get ready.
Uh-huh.
JD Vance. J.D. Vance is a The lowly worker is a grunt. You might say tally-ho when you're on a fox hunt. Sometimes in football they punt. The new Mary Poppins was Emily Blunt. Another thing to add truth you must confront. A douche could be the new VP. They defenses up from top to bottom and back and front. JD Vance. JD Vance, everyone. JD Vance. JD Vance is up.
Yeah!
Yay! I think it's a hit song.
I think so.
Kid Rock is going to cover it, I hear.
Yeah, and then Lee Greenwood.
I know that Rob Reiner wanted to be there. He was out of town this weekend, and he said, you know, he said, tell Jill, I'm so sorry, I'm going to miss it. And I said, okay, but I think we can all agree that J.D. Vance is a and he said, you will get no argument from me.
You know, it's kind of a song where people can agree.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It might not be my most intelligent one, but I think it's the best song I've ever written.
It's not the most radio-friendly song.
Yeah, well, as Chris, I think, said, it's a hard look to achieve that he looks like half, like, frat boy, half drag queen.
Yeah.
Which is, like, he has guyliner, and yet he's...
Yeah, the eyeliner, his eyeliner game is great.
And don't you love all the memes of his fat
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all over. I can't get enough. It's all over my Instagram and my TikTok. It's crazy.
That's what, I mean, it seems like everything is partisan now, but some things aren't, doesn't it just feel bipartisan that he's just a douchebag? That he's just that smirky, kind of douchey.
I don't know, it'd be interesting, even people are.
You got to get right up on that, Mike.
Maybe on the other side. I don't know anyone that loves him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and everything's by comparison.
Sure his wife does.
Maybe. What about his kid who was just kind of mean to?
Yeah.
Do you know all the rage in MAGA circles is how Amy Coney Barrett was looking at Trump.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, that's how most women look at him. She looked at him with more affection than Melania does.
Well, there's that.
But yeah, just barely contained disgust. Just kind of, I don't know. So now they hate her in MAGA land, even though she's, you know, Handmaid's Tale.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I saw they were calling her Amy Commie Barrett.
Were they really? That's delightful. Fight, 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 big bag of rats, you're all equally awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I always say. Yeah, it's everything by comparison. For instance, your other new song, Bring Back Dick Nissen, because we're like, he seems cuddly now compared to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, was I setting you up for Bring Back Dick Nissen?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay, because I do a little bit of that.
But how would you know what song I want?
Well, okay. So, you're supposed to be surprised when you get to it.
Right? Oh, okay.
Should I do a little of it?
Do a little of, yes.
I used to despise him when I was a child, but now I look back with fondness. Sure, he had issues, but didn't we all? Compared to today, they seem so small. So I will forgive him his trespasses, and I will lift up his name. We have to admit that we'd rather have him than that beep clown who's with us today. Bring back Richard Nixon. Spiral Agnew too. Bring back Richard Nixon. Nixon, we love you. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got other verses, but you get the idea.
Yes.
Radio.
And I'm glad you got Spiro Agnew in there, too.
Yeah, he's just the normal old-fashioned kind of crook.
Yeah.
I mean, in the other verses I bring up, you know, that let's not talk about Nam and Watergate.
Right,
but,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
But he did hang out with Elvis and gave him
Badge. He gave him a badge.
And he was on Laughing.
He was.
Yeah.
Yes. Sock it to me.
Yeah. And George Bush, you're like, oh, remember the cuddly kind of war criminal? Okay. Part of this particular kind of war criminal. Yeah. Okay. The other, you know, we've been doing, obviously all morning, but pretty much every day there's another story of a MAGA person that's like, what? I voted for, huh? Right?
Yep.
So you had a MAGA, a Facebook friend, right? That went MAGA?
Well, I have a few Facebook friends that went MAGA, and especially...
Precious, you need to get up on that microphone.
Especially... One friend, and I won't name his name, a singer-songwriter who I really love.
Oh, dear.
And he went off the deep end, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
He started one of those, like, he's I knew there was something off when he started reading Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And then it became into more men's things.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, should I do my little song?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. A Facebook friend went off the deep end. My Facebook friend's got a lot to say. It used to be about yoga and love. A little annoying, but what was the harm? A Facebook friend used to be vegan. My Facebook friend now only eats meat. He used to be lanky, but now he just rants. He flexes his biceps and shows off his abs. Things got started when COVID got weird. He started sporting a manly beard. It used to be about the fine light. Now it's retribution in the God of Might. A Facebook friend used to like the gays. He posted rainbow flags on Pride Day. He marched in D.C. a pink hat on his head. Now that pink hat's turned MAGA red. A Facebook friend, he's been so smug ever since his team won. But he's not so happy as of yesterday. He lost his job, Doge took it away. Facebook friend, he's got a lot to say.
Yay.
Another
leopard face buffet. I love that you blue-skied. I don't have hate in my heart, but I hate Hitler, Pol Pot, and Harrison Butker and the Chiefs. And listen, you are a big,
not in that order.
You're a big Denver Broncos girl, right? Because you used to live in, you're from Denver,
I'm still Denver. I've got a Nugget cap on.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the first thing I ever won, the only thing that I've ever won?
What?
Was a Denver Nuggets poster contest.
Oh, that's
like
exciting.
10 years old. And I get to meet all the players, and I won an AM, FM, pop radio that blew up a week later.
Of course.
But
you are Drama Desk Award nominated for your fantastic off-Broadway show, The Seventh Grade.
Yeah. Yes, we're trying to get it in L.A. It would be so great.
Baby. We'd love to have you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what?
You got to read the reviews for this show. Unbelievable.
Great. It's really kind of a musical memoir, and the girls in the band are so good.
And I think I'm more specifically sixth grade sucked for me, but you know, I get the general idea.
So you know what was great, you guys?
What?
Is I went back to Denver and did a couple shows of the seventh grade show, and I played in front of the especially the two girls who were the meanest girls and bullies, and I didn't change their name, and they paid $50 to see me rip them apart.
That's awesome.
I don't know if Carol Fisher ever paid for a sexy liberal, but she's beat me up in sixth grade and pushed me through the bushes at the Y.
You did sexy liberal Buffalo at one time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was she there?
I don't know if she went, but that'd be funny.
Wait a minute. You got beat up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In sixth grade.
Me through the bushes. Yeah.
In sixth grade.
In front of the Y.
Yeah. What's her name?
Carol Fisher. Not that I remember.
Carol Fisher is a... You know, I was going to say, I'm going to be doing a kind of a Kickstarter on my Patreon to get money to do the cast record.
Right.
And I was thinking of all these ideas of levels of contribution, like a house concert. My new one is, I'll write a song about your bully.
Your childhood bully.
That's genius.
Would that be good?
Roman Gomez.
Roman Gomez was mine.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
You got a Roman Gomez.
You're also making new T-shirts. Would we buy a Beaver Ranch one? I don't know if you've seen how many stuffed beavers I have in here. Someone gives me a beaver at every single show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they say, nice beaver.
Yeah.
Nice beaver. Well, yeah. I went to a dude ranch when I was a kid, and that's where the girls were the meanest to me. And it was called Beaver's Ranch.
So. Beaver's Ranch, really?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun, but it wasn't.
I was going to say, it sounds really fun to me. And a totally unrelated story. Maybe you'll do I Kissed a Girl Later for us.
Sure.
Okay. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. Jill Sobule, live in studio. We roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie. Well, did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never, and that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get: immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if a fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Stephanie250, or click on the link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion, but don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849. Ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Albaugh, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you, baby.
A kegger in the morning.
Your kegger.
I'm having a rock concert
with Jill Sobule. JillSobule.com, her latest album, Nostalgia Kills. You may know her from her hit, I Kissed a Girl, or Supermodel from the Clueless soundtrack.
Right.
You were saying your favorite songs are?
My favorite songs are Karen by Night and Cinnamon Park.
They're both good songs.
They're both excellent songs. I love Karen by Night because it's a story with a twist.
It's a twist, and it was true. It was when I sold
Really?
I sold shoes at Barney's department store. store in New York. And I
and you had a Karen by night as a boss?
Yeah. Karen was, she kind of led a double life. She'd be conservative, almost like a Nancy Reagan looking. And at night she would go to and go and mail and drag and put a gold tooth in and go to mail leather bars.
Wow. And that's basically what the song is about.
Really?
So, yeah. So, wow. I did not know that that was a true story.
Yeah.
Marcia says, hey, Steph, with Laura Ingraham on the board, I expect your invite to play the Kennedy Center soon. Someone was saying, I don't think that's going to bring Hamilton back to the Kennedy
Center. You know, I played last month. I played there.
You mentioned that, and I was like, we were going, it's going to be all Kid Rock, and I don't know.
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood and Hitler's favorite Wagner operas.
Yes.
So what, I don't remember when you, have you always been political? Or because, I mean, you did at the last Sexy Liberal Tour, America Back, which I just love, and I feel like racism is still so much at the core of why we are where we are.
I mean, I always was. My parents were, I mean, I couldn't wait. I was a weird little kid. I couldn't wait to go home after school when I was in fifth grade to watch the Watergate trial. that was always so exciting to me. And I had a crush on Martha Mitchell. Is that sick?
That's weird.
But that's kind of innocent. Sweet.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. Would you do America Back? Or you know it's one of
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. All
right. But you have to...
Yeah, oh, I got it.
You got the beat.
I got it, yeah.
Remember the Garden of Eden before Eve hung out with that snake. You could walk down the street, not worry about thieves. All the kids could go trick-or-treating. Then those foreigners started coming in like the Germans in 1790. Then the Irish arrived, the potato blight. Neighborhoods started changing. Life was better, like we lived right. Life had a paler shade of white. When they say we want our America back, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the f- do they mean? Before there was Ellis Island and that statue we got from the French, well, that horse still alerting with strangers she's flirting, inviting them into our beds. The guineas, the coolies, the wetbacks, the reds, the Jews, now those terrorists. And who let in the woman looks after my kids and the one who is cleaning my mess. Life was better, life was clean. Send them all back, including me, when they say we want our America back, Stephanie, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the f- do they mean? Before the gays had the agenda, before the slaves were free, before that man from Kenya, he took the presidency. Everyone, when they say we want our America back, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the f- do they mean?
Yes!
Jill Sobule's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Getting warmed up.
That's right.
29 minutes after the hour. Singer-songwriter extraordinaire Jill Sobule live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It has been a tough cold and flu season. If you've been sick lately, hopefully you're feeling better. If you haven't, maybe buy a lottery ticket. Doctor visits and hospitalizations for the flu have hit a 15-year high. And now experts are worried we could have another rough cold and flu season next time. The Food and Drug Administration recently canceled its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. Usually at these meetings, a committee of independent experts makes recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can start before flu season begins. But the FDA canceled that meeting. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 33% of Wisconsinites have gotten their flu vaccine. That number's higher here in Dane County. 45% of people got the shot. And for the first time ever, Wisconsin has seen a dip in alcohol-related deaths. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with the state health data showing that one in every five adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. And since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%.
There are two kinds of alcohol deaths, acute and chronic. The DHS says acute alcohol deaths, meaning ones that involve drunk driving crashes or alcohol poisoning, outnumber all opioid deaths across the state of Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's practically feeling like summer out there today, with high temperatures reaching the mid to upper 60s and flirting with a record set back in 1894 of 66 degrees. Don't mind the breeze that's pulling out of the south, warming us up, and temperatures today are about 30 degrees above where they should be. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine. Why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Option. It's.
Listen, if your representative is not doing a town hall, give me a ring. I mean, I don't know if an R plus 25 district would have me, but I'm always willing to be proven wrong. And I mean, I'll say it right here, right now, if a deep red Republican district wants to have an honest conversation, even if it's with someone they disagree with, I'm willing to do that. You know, I'm willing to meet with Republicans and just, you know, be honest about where I stand, where they stand. We can explain you know, and understand each other better. But I definitely think it creates a vacuum. And even if it's not a Democratic member, people can host community town halls. You don't need a member of Congress to host a town hall, and just host one without them.
Yep. AOC, rock star. We had Kathy Griffin on Friday, and she was saying she wants to see a president AOC. I mean, I think she's an amazing communicator. My question is, what percentage of this last election in Hillary was misogyny, though?
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. I was just completely unrelated story. Finally, confirmation from someone in the Trump camp that the Trump administration did, in fact, intervene in the process of Romania prosecuting the Tates. It's shocking that not one statement has been made from anyone in the Trump administration explaining why they meddled in the most high-profile ongoing human trafficking case in the world. Yeah. I mean, the misogyny is just off the charts.
And it's so disgusting. You were the fight. What was it, the mixed martial art fight?
Yeah, the MMA fight, yeah.
Yeah, and all the celebrities were there shaking their hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, all right. Oh, and the doge bags, as we call them, the douche bros, the 19-year-olds. By the way, you were talking about the age of Nixon and God. My dad and Goldwater, they were always the small government party. I can't imagine who's okay with this. The Department of Health and Human Services has granted associates of the U.S. DOGE service access to sensitive child support database with troves of income data overriding the objections of career employees. Yeah. I mean, who wants the government rooting around all your private information? Like, that the maggots are okay with that is insane. You need to get red on that microphone, honey. Sorry.
I'll say it again. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. All right. I know you were like we're making you into a human jukebox. Yeah. But Chris's favorite song is
one of my favorite songs of yours is Cinnamon Park.
Cinnamon Park was about when I was a kid we would find mushrooms in Colorado.
Okay.
We were in junior high.
Sure.
Like, what kind of
yeah.
But I have a really good story, mushroom story, that I must tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So I was at a friend's house in L.A. years ago, and everyone was doing mushrooms, and I'm such a lightweight.
Yeah.
And I ended up saying, can I spend the night? So in her guest room, I was there, and Isaac Hyde and I'm going through the remote, and I see this video of the band U2.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it was like one of those, 45-minute videos. Remember, they did those in the day. This long. And I like YouTube, but I was not that big a fan. I was like, this is the most amazing video and band I ever saw.
Right.
And so the next morning, I woke up. My friend said, "How was your night?" And I said, "It was great." And I told her about that. You know, I'm a YouTube fan in the video. She looked at me strange, and she took me by the hand, took me in the room.
Uh-huh.
It was a poster.
No.
You're like, dude.
Shoot. Me and Betty Shelley were at Cinnamon Park, waiting for the battle of the bands. Betty's older brother had a bad reputation and a waterbed in his van. He said, "Hey, Shelley, so I got something for you. Something that'll blow your mind." We walked into his van and he opened his hand. He said, "It's only Mother Nature, Cinnamon Park in the cinnamon days."
So
freaked out, but in a really good way. In a really good way, yeah, those were the days. I wish I could go back again. Billy had a top box and a PV bass. I started freaking out when... And it spun all around and I laid on the ground. I was amazed how the clouds just kept moving. And they played the same song, played the chords wrong. Never heard it better. Never heard it better. Come on. Cinnamon Park in the cinema days. We were so freaked out, but in a really good way. In a really good way. Yeah, those were the days. I wish I could go back again. Billy,
Shelly's now in rehab and she's using again. Her brother's unemployed but with a brand new van. And Billy came in second in the battle of the bands. Wish I could go back again. Sing it with me. Cinnamon Park in the cinema days. We were so freaked out but in a really good way. In a really good way. Yeah, those were the days. I wish I could go back. Again. Oh, yeah. I did that for you.
Yes, thank you. I love that song so much.
Oh, Innocent Days.
Yes, exactly. It's got a nostalgia to it that just really, I don't know, gets me. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, I was going to say, I hate to keep telling you really famous people that wanted to be here for the party Saturday but couldn't, but Stephen Stills said to say hello, and he really I know. He wanted to be here, too. But, you know, I was thinking, you're kind of in his great tradition of, you know, oh, my God, I'm blanking on his.
Something happened.
Yeah, he sang that in my living room as well.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I mean, just that history of protest and political activism in music is, I feel like, lacking largely. That's why I'm so, you know, I'm so appreciative of what you do, because I feel like, yeah.
Well, pop music needs to. I mean, right now, there's a lack of that.
And I think political activism in music.
And I grew up, like you said, I was a political kid.
Yeah.
But listening to, like, Gil Scott-Heron and Dylan and John Prine, and it was really music of the, even pop music from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, people dealt with issues.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if ever we needed it, it's now. I was just, your song, My Facebook Friend, I thought is so relatable to all of us that, you know, have lost friends or family members that went mad, that went into this cult, you know. And this story just kind of broke my heart. The headline is Thrust Into Unemployment, Axed Federal Workers Face Relatives Who Celebrate Their Firing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much this mother has divided this country. I mean, even within families, like scrambling to replace their health insurance and to find work, some laid off federal workers are running into another unexpected unpleasantry, relatives cheering their firing. The country's bitterly tribal politics are splitting into text chains, social media posts, heated conversations as Americans absorb the reality of the government's cost-cutting measures. Expecting sympathy, some axed workers are finding family and friends who are instead steadfast in their support of what they see as bloated government waste. Well, they're believing the same lies that got us here, right? That they're cutting waste when they absolutely are not. This one, 24-year-old Luke somebody, I've been treated as a public enemy by the government, and now it's bleeding into my own family. He worked for the U.S. Forest Service. Some relative reacted to his firing as what has to happen to make the government great again. That's been one of the worst parts of this entire ordeal. They can't separate their ideology and their politics from supporting their own family and their own loved ones. That is the thing, like, how do we get back from this, that people literally love Trump more than people in their own family?
This is unbelievable. And you know, I was on a plane from Austin a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And it was during the State of the Union.
Sure, yep.
And I swear to God, everyone around me was watching it on Fox.
Oh,
yeah.
And I just, and it seemed like, you know, really nice people. I wanted to have conversations.
Sure, yeah.
I want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask why.
Yeah. No, exactly. Just finishing up, Kristen Jen got a similar response from members of her family after she lost her National Park Service ranger job. She's expressed her disappointment over potentially losing her dream job. Some members of her mostly conservative family have unfriended her on social media. Others are giving her the silent treatment. Nearly all favor the cuts she is a victim of. My life is decelerating because I can't work in my chosen field, she said. Lump on top of that, no support from my family. It hits you really hard. The strife has extended to Jen's mother, a former federal employee herself. When she criticized the administration's actions, her mother simply says she supports the president. She has somehow been convinced that public servants are a parasite and unproductive, even though she was a public servant.
Right.
I mean, that's where we
it's
really are.
Family just, against family.
We are just in cult territory.
It's crazy. You know, I follow a couple Christian blogs and a couple progressive Christian blogs. They're really fantastic. But there's the other ones that right now, even they think that the alt-right of that, that empathy is a sin.
Yeah, yeah.
And what?
Jane Fonda said, woke just means you give a damn about other people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I thought we have to, because you know I'm gonna ask for it. But I just thought it must be so striking to you that what you went through in 1995 when you did I Kissed a Girl, and here we are in 2025, and we're going backwards on gay rights.
Yeah, you know, when I put out Kiss a Girl in 1995, and people forget it was banned on a bunch of stations.
Yeah.
The label, it was really, it hurt my career because the label thought they liked it as a kind of a trendy thing, but let's not make it a queer or gay thing, you
right.
know?
Right.
And I remember them talking to someone, you know, the publicist going, oh, no, Jill's not gay. It's just cute little thing.
Well, yeah. And people objected to Katy Perry having to include the line, I hope my boyfriend doesn't mind.
Yeah.
hobby for her.
But you had I Kissed the Girl first.
Well, hers was more of a vanilla thing. But you know what was great about the Katy Perry one? Was that there was a bunch of 13-year-old girls that accidentally downloaded my version.
Oh. Have you ever met her?
No, I don't know her.
Yeah.
But it was a completely different time. Yeah, it was a trip to do that. I do the morning zoo radio shows.
Yep.
You need to mourn us every time we need the bleep button.
No, I first heard of you on a morning show. It was Breakfast Time on FX.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yes.
Tom Bergeron
and Katie Hibbert or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron, we became friends, and, you know, I put out, when I did a Kickstarter,
right.
and he was one of, like, I had people who were my Lord and personal saviors, and he was one of those.
That is amazing.
He's a super nice
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
But please, ma'am, might you play my favorite song?
And what might that be?
You
Great
know,
sleep?
I kissed a girl. We don't need bleeps for this, do we?
Kissed a girl. Yes. Jenny came over and told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry, not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. And we left. Compare notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. Stephanie, I kissed a girl. She called Tom to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. Glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearls. Stephanie, I kissed a girl. Yeah. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kiss a girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed a girl. For the first time, I kissed a girl, and I may do it again. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just kissing me, but better. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by all the girls I've kissed in my cozier pajamas, in my cozier sheets.
Uh-huh.
Has that been a lot?
Yeah, yes.
No, I mean, not like McDonald's, like the numbers change, but, you know, some.
It's not like Wilt Chamberlain.
No, not posting those kind of numbers.
No, you're not the Wilt Chamberlain of morning radio.
Just say some ladies have been in the lap of luxury.
But you know what makes me laugh? When they were trying to, erase anything that had to do in the military with gay and the Enola Gay.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't erase the gay in my cozy earth sheets and my luxurious lady pajamas.
With your lover.
With my lady lover.
Lover.
Yes.
Lover.
My cozy earth luxe bath sheets. Oh, so huge, so absorbent, right?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you something, Mike?
I'm in the middle of something here, but go ahead.
I'm so sorry. No.
Okay. All right. Why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, and pajamas and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. When you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave
Stephanie Miller
alone! Please!
There, it's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it. While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is HealthBeat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people force themselves to stay awake. At a recent National Center on Sleep Disorders research conference, Dr. David Dinges of the University of Pennsylvania emphasized that blatant acceptance of sleepiness should be outlawed by society.
The willful or motivated overriding of sleepiness by people is the single largest unspoken barrier we face in getting people to confront sleepiness as an unstable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning and lead to catastrophic outcome. It's not funny in a 17-year-old kid in a car at night. We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome.
Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller.
It's always the love train when Jill Sobule is here. She's made of love and
that's right.
Unicorns and mice and footy pajamas. Mm-hmm.
And there's good
and
news.
Magic.
Good news about her, one of her first albums.
Yeah, the Jill Sobule record that had "Kiss a Girl" on it.
Yeah,
they're Karen by Night
re-releasing it this summer on Rhino Records.
Oh, fantastic! Yes. And then go to JillSobule.com. You're also playing in New Hampshire, New York, Maryland coming up in the next few weeks. Correct.
I'm doing a bunch of tour dates on my own and with the Fix.
Yeah, the Fix.
Oh, wow.
So cool.
So everything, pretty much everything is doom scrolling now. So you have a song about the apocalypse? That sounds fun.
Yes. A happy one.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's a happy song about the apocalypse. Here we go.
Tomorrow the ground may shake, like they said it was bound to happen one day, and the Hollywood sign will fall. The final call. Don't you fret and don't be blue. You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow we could all be gone. When the Russian gangsters sell the bomb and the waves come roaring from the sea. 100-foot swells over Venice Beach. Don't be scared and take my hand. We'll swim into the promised land. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow a tiny virus may grow.
Oh, no.
And everyone, and it's not the cold, or a hole in the sky will open wide. The aliens land on the 105. If it comes to that, what can we do? You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. I said a boom. A good life on the day the earth stood still. We won't have to pay our bills. Some mudslides down the hill, a good life. We won't have to make our beds, break out the booze, and like I said, let's have a ball before we're dead. A good life. Let the pious rise above. We'll go down in our sweet love. It was a good, good. You guys, let's sing. It's a good life.
It's
1, 2, 3. It's a good life. It's a good, good life. It's a good life. It's a good, good life.
Just JillSobule.com. Follow her on all the socials. We love you, Jill Sobule. Rock star of the world.
Yes.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
Hey guys, love your show.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived for the summit in Saudi Arabia. A source close to Zelensky confirms at ABC News that Ukraine will propose a partial ceasefire that would likely apply to long-range strikes and strikes at sea and discussions with the U.S. and Saudi Arabia that begin tomorrow. The on-again, off-again tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico are sending the markets tumbling. ABC's Karen Travers with more from the White House.
It is causing a lot of confusion on Wall Street, uncertainty for American businesses who, of course, have to handle that higher cost when they're bringing these products into the country. And experts and economists are warning that that cost, of course, gets passed on to American consumers.
Right now, the Dow is down 390 points, the S&P down 114. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi tells ABC that the risk of the U.S. economy falling into a recession early next year is growing. At the start of the year, chances were 15%, now 35%. This is ABC News.